Sometime after God's Spirit came to the Christians at Jerusalem, two of the disciples of Jesus, named Peter and John, were going to the temple to pray. Sitting outside the temple, there was a man who had been paralyzed from birth, and he was begging for money. When he saw Peter and John coming, he asked them for money. Peter said to him, "Look at us." And the man looked up at them, expecting to receive something from them. But Peter said to him, "I don't have any money, but what I do have, I'll give you. In the name of Jesus, stand up and walk." Peter took the man by the arm and helped him stand, and immediately his legs were strengthened and he was healed. He began to walk and to celebrate and to praise God. The three of them walked into the temple together. Now when the people who were in the temple saw the man, they were surprised, because they recognized him as the one who had been paralyzed, sitting by the temple gate. Peter, seeing his opportunity to speak to the whole crowd at once, said to them, "Why are you staring at us as if we healed this man? It's by faith in the name of Jesus that this man was healed. That's the same Jesus that you rejected and killed, but God brought him back to life." All these things happened to fulfill what the prophets had spoken about, that the promised Savior would have to suffer these things. So now, turn from your sins and turn to God, that your sins would be forgiven. Well, Peter and John continued teaching about Jesus, and some religious leaders came up and overheard them, and they didn't like what they were hearing, so they had Peter and John arrested and thrown in jail. But that day, many people believed their message, and the number of Christians grew to about 5,000.